You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Back for its sixth year, Storyfort, one of Treefort Music Festival's forts, brings diverse and far-reaching stories to this festival. And this year, there will be poets, fiction writers, refugee storytellers, journalists, and spoken word artists. And that's just to name a few. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Storyfort director Christian Wynn, and our own Frankie Barnhill, a big organizer for Boise State Public Radio's investment in Treefort. So I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks. It's awesome.
So, Christian, first off, give me the history and the backstory of Storyfort, because it hasn't been part of Treefort since the inception.
No, it's going to be our sixth year, and it's going to be the eighth year of Treefort overall. And so, yeah, being a writer myself and someone who's promoted some reading events as a grad student, as a postgrad and professor over at BSU, being a part of how the magic of Treefort the first couple of years, just kind of as a fan, and I saw their forts kind of happening, and I, you know, knew Eric Gilbert from a previous job and just approached him and asked him about starting it up, and he's like, go for it. And at the same time, Britt Udison of The Cabin, who's one of our great collaborators, and she's moved on to a different position back in Minnesota, but she was really interested in getting The Cabin, which is a literary, the state's biggest literary nonprofit, involved in kind of a more relevant, hip way, you know, with some of their programming. So we kind of got together, got a little team of writers and promoters and librarians together and started talking about it. And then since that time, you know, it's sort of evolved for myself. Britt's moved on. I've moved into the director's role, and we have our own team. But from the get-go, it was something that, like, a real community-based thing.
So if someone goes to Storyfort, what would they experience?
It depends on what event they get.
Okay.
If it has one thing, we have a very broad scope of, certain. We have many genres of writing. Mm-hmm. We have some literary fiction. We have some speculative fiction. We have some memoir. We have poets, slam poets, and more traditional poets. We have some, we have some theater groups we work with, and we have some bartenders telling stories at a certain event.
Do they pour drinks too?
They do.
They do,
yes. It's going to be at the Moe.
Oh,
Lounge.
Well, then
cocktail,
okay.
Stories. That's, yeah,
so, cocktail stories. Okay.
Yeah. So we have a number of different things, but yeah, I mean, they're going to experience hopefully a lot of other voices too. Some refugee narratives, some immigration stories. You know, some military veterans narratives as well. So it's not just in, like, the literary realm. You know, it's like cultural and political, and there's a lot of voices you're going to experience. And just giving rise to those voices is something we feel is really important. And so,
and Frankie, talk to me a little bit about Boise State Public Radio's involvement, because, I mean, it fits so well into the mission of what we do.
Right, right. Yeah, Storyfort is the perfect partner for us. We've partnered, I think it's been, is it 3 or 4 years at least of a partnership? So,
I think this is going to be the fourth year of some involvement.
Will.
But yeah.
Yeah, so Christian and I met, I guess 4 years ago and started talking about, you know, story is what we do every single day here on the radio. Of course, you know, we're not coming from a literary standpoint, but regardless, at the core, that's what journalism is storytelling. So we just started talking about, oh, what kind of things could we do from the very beginning. I think I was on a journalism panel early on, and you know, that was a viral Idaho conversations.
Historical viral stories going back, you know, over a century.
Which I think that's great about Storyfort is it really does give all kinds of stories time on the stage. You know, like Christian said, especially giving you know, some time for folks who aren't professional storytellers. You know, some people who this is the first time they've been on stage and they're telling a really intimate story about themselves. I think that's really powerful.
Yeah.
So talk to me about that, because I think a lot of times we make an assumption that when you talk about, you know, a writer or someone like that, a poet, that these are published authors, but that's not necessarily the case.
Not across the board. I mean, we have some amazing ones I'll talk about in a minute, but like tonight I'm meeting up with the folks from Artisans for Hope, which is a local nonprofit kind of engagement with refugees in the community. Mm-hmm. So they're artisans, and they teach them how to quilt or kind of enhance what they do already as quilters and whatnot. We're putting on this whole storytelling project with them, and they're people who aren't really able to even, you know, tell their stories comfortably in English. So we're going to have some in translation.
Oh, interesting.
And then we're going to practice tonight, and we're going to go through some of that. We met up with, like, some some Peace Corps volunteers who are also telling stories. And the other day, they've kind of told their stories to each other, like out at the bars afterwards. But they've never really been on stage doing it. So
that's a little bit different.
So yeah, but they those kind of things. We work with a lot of groups that they don't do this all the time like writers do. So.
And one of the missions you have is telling what you guys have dubbed undertold stories. So tell me about what that means. And Frankie, you had mentioned a particular performance at StoryFort last year.
Yeah, I think it was last year was the DACA stories, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we worked with Podair, which is an activist group. A lot of those DACA narratives, the humans, involved in what it is. I mean, not just the policy necessarily, which was talked about a bit, but just giving voice to people who were directly affected themselves or their family were by some of the policies or by being deported, having deportation issues. And so, them just actually getting to tell their stories, they just don't always get a chance to. So that's one of our goals for sure. And like this year, we're working with the Human Library, which is put on with the local library system, and it's an international group where they bring in quote unquote books that are people who are that you can check them out for like 15 or 20 minutes and go hang out with them and kind of tell their story. Like, if you were a book, you'd be like a radio journalist,
I need more than 20 minutes.
That might be true. But anyway, so those kind of voices. And then we do that, I guess, with the type of fiction writers and poets we like to bring in too. So someone like Rima Zaman, Amberjack, who one of our collaborator sponsors, Amberjack Publishing, bring her in, and her voice is going to be very unique to our group of storytellers.
Right, because talk to us a little bit about Rima and what she has done.
Well, she's a first-time memoirist, but also sort of a change maker, I suppose, you might want to call her. And Frankie, you have her bio up right there. Why don't you give us a little bit of that?
Yeah. She's coming from Oregon, and she's an award-winning author, speaker, and actress. She was born in Bangladesh, raised in Hawaii and Thailand, and she's the Oregon Literary Arts Writer of Color Fellow 2018. So, yeah, you bring a lot of folks who regionally have a lot of weight in the literary genre, but also folks from farther away, too. But Rima's obviously, has experience all around the world.
And Rima's been to Boise before.
She has, because we've had her recently.
Yeah, we've had her right here on Idaho Matters. And I have to tell you, if you have not had an opportunity to interact with her or to hear her story, it is so worth it. She has such an interesting perspective. And so those are some of the bigger names in the literary world that you bring in.
And this guy, Tommy Orange, who's the Treasure Valley Reads program, is helping us bring in. We're collaborating with them. He's this young Native American writer. First novel, There is just awesome and amazing. And so giving voice to a lot of intergenerational stories in the Native American culture kind of based in Oakland, California. So it's a fascinating book, and it's going to be great to have him. We could go down the line for the other voices, but yeah.
What's interesting too is I think that when you talk about this Human Library or even the DACA stories from last year, that, long, long ago, this is how stories were told and how history was kept. Was through the spoken word. And if you look at people, especially refugees and people who are in DACA, that those stories will be lost.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you do not give them a space to give voice.
Yeah, that's one of our huge goals for sure. I'm glad it's coming across that way to you. But yeah, that's as we've expanded StoryFort and kind of evolved it, that's definitely been a real goal to give those voices, sort of a place to kind of have some permanence and to change people's understanding of, sort of the human condition out there.
It's kind of harder to not understand it when someone's standing right there in front of you telling you their story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm talking with Christian Nguyen. He is the director of StoryFort and our own Frankie Barnhill, who is our ambassador here on the Boise State Public Radio side with StoryFort. And Frankie, we are, in full transparency, we are a sponsor of StoryFort at Boise State Public Radio. And we have some events that we're hosting, which I think we should talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they're pretty cool too.
Yes. So, yeah. Yeah. We hope they are. That's why we're bringing them. We're bringing them to the stage for sure. The first one for folks to know and put on your calendar right now. And I should say on the outset, you know, Story Fort is free and open to the public. You do not need to have a Tree Fort ticket to attend. Of course, you know, Christian would encourage folks to buy their Tree Fort tickets. But that's part of this partnership, too, between Boise State Public Radio and Story Fort, is because their mission is to reach anyone and everyone who walks in the door at Story Fort. We think that's a really good partnership. In the same way, public radio, you know, you can turn on your dial and hear Idaho Matters any day without having to pay for it. NPR's Kirk Siegler is going to be here, and he is a reporter who a lot of people would recognize that name right off the bat. You know, he files stories for newscast, and he does feature reports. We hear him all the time. He's kind of the guy who gets sent to both breaking news and also in-depth stories. Mm-hmm. He can kind of do it all. He's actually from Montana. Side note, his mom was my art teacher. Backstory with the Siegler family.
It's all those degrees of separation,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That. But Kirk's going to be here to talk about his reporting on the Paradise Fire, the Paradise, California fire, known as the Camp Fire. That, of course, was the deadliest fire that we've experienced in American history in the last century. And so he reported on it when it was happening. And then he told me anecdotally that after it, he said, you know, some people in town were like, well, what's going to happen when all these national outlets leave? And he said, maybe I should tell my editors I should stay. So he's been going, he's based in Culver City in LA, and has been going back up to Northern California to cover, you know, just a really tragic situation and how the town is trying to figure out what they're going to be next.
Well, because people should know with Paradise is that, A, it's a small community,
right,
but it's a lot of retired people who took their life savings to retire to Paradise.
Exactly.
And it's that whole idea of, can you even rebuild at that point in your life?
Right, right. And so that event will be really powerful, really interesting. He'll share behind the scenes, you know, discussions about how he's thinking about it, and also thinking about going from disaster to disaster as a journalist in an era of climate change and what that means. So that's Thursday, March 21st at noon at the Awahi Ballroom in downtown.
Second floor.
And he'll be available. He's going to stay after, too, to answer questions and things like that. Because a lot of times that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So I think we should make that clear for
very
people.
True.
Other spaces in the Awahi itself, they're going to be good for kind of hang out, you know, talk with the artists.
Yep.
And then we also have a panel that we are, in a very tongue-in-cheek kind of way, saying why podcasting sucks and why we still love it.
Awesome.
And so as one of the podcasters here at Boise State Public Radio, myself and my colleagues, Lacey Daly from You Know the Place, were joking about, gosh, we love these podcasts, but man, A, it's a lot of work. And do we even really
is
know
there
what
a payoff?
Doing?
Yeah.
And what is the goal? All of those things. So we're going to kind of talk from a perspective of a little bit tongue in cheek, but also, OK, what are the strengths of podcasting and why we're still doing it with a couple of other really interesting
really
folks.
So there'll be other podcasters on this.
Yes,
there will be. Joel Wayne, Larry Rosen.
Yep.
And then,
Nick Kwa, who is kind of the person that everyone looks to when it comes to mergers in podcast world. He writes a really well-followed podcasting newsletter called Hot Pod. Hmm. And he's going to be on the panel kind of giving the industry perspective about what's changing nationally with podcasts.
You know, but that's so interesting about podcasts, too, though, because when they first started, I think everybody was like, what are these?
Right.
I mean, but now it is really a space where there's so much information that you can get. So it's another form of storytelling.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. In fact, we're just, you know, kind of with Comedy Fort and the folks over there, we're collaborating on a couple, like, national, well-followed, you know, sort of podcasts are coming to town through them. One called The Dork Forest, which is awesome.
Great name.
It's like 2006, I found out, which... I didn't even know their podcast in 2006.
That's early.
Wow, they were.
That's what it says on their website.
They were those early adapters, early adopters.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then All Fantasy Everything is a really funny group of guys that are going to be actually at Comedy Fort as well, but then they're doing a podcast at our podcast stage in the Owyhee. So that's on our schedule. You can check out it.
And Story Fort is all 5 days, right?
It
and
is.
So people just go to, Google StoryFort and it will pop up and you will be able to find the entire schedule.
Absolutely. You can go get the TreeFort app too, the most recent one, if you'd have to update it. That's where you can get all the TreeFort stuff, but then you can kind of single out certain forts and set your schedule. But yeah, the TreeFortMusicFest.com, just click on the forts, click on StoryFort, and then you'll, or the schedule, I guess, is a different link, but you can, you'll see it on there.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Looking forward to TreeFort. So starting March 20th, and StoryFort, as we said, all 5 days free to the public. So that's good to know, too. My guest today, Frankie Barnhill with Boise State Public Radio, and Christian Nguyen, the director of StoryFort. Thanks again.
Thanks so much. And thanks to all our collaborators, including you guys here. It couldn't have StoryFort if it wasn't for you guys.
Well, thank you very much.